What things were gain to me, I have counted as a loss for Christ. Yet indeed, I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being conformed to his death. My name is Lindsay, and I am a natural people pleaser. I've grown up in the church. I've grown up in Christianity. My dad has been very, very thorough in teaching us our whole lives, and I've been very involved in church. And so I was always in a context where everybody around me knew God. Everybody around me had certain terminology that they used. Everybody around me acted certain ways. They did certain things and didn't do other things, and that was kind of very common. And so I was always wanting to, always wanting to act in a way that was pleasing to people, and in a way that they approved of. And so a lot of times my definition of a successful Christian was acting in a way that the people around me were pleased with. I was very quick to think that way. And I have been slowly, my eyes have been slowly and surely turned to the Lord, because he leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And he's so faithful to reveal himself. And so it's been a wild adventure. It really started, I really understood that you could have a relationship with God when I was 14. Kind of took a while, but for after hearing it a long time. But when I was 14, I was starting to see that. And then since then, it's just been a slow breaking. And for the past 2 years, I was at Word of Life Bible Institute, where I was able to study the Word and be involved in a lot of really awesome things and see God do amazing things, and get to understand the gospel that it is by grace that we are saved through faith, and it's not of ourselves, it's a gift of God. And understanding what that means, and just like my eyes being opened more and more to that. There was always this little bit of kind of doubt in the back of my mind that was like, well, what if I'm only believing this just because, just because I've been raised in this, or because I know about this? And there was a lot of pragmatic thinking that I had that I didn't realize was there. And so I asked God before I left Word of Life, I said, please, take care of this doubt in my heart. And I'd forgotten about that prayer, and we got back home, and he did just that. The first semester that I was back here with you guys was incredibly difficult, because God is good, and he exposed me for the Pharisee that I have been and that I am so quick to be. When I came back, I wanted to do big things. I wanted to serve God. I wanted to get things done. I wanted to change Winston-Salem. I wanted to change Grace Bible Church. I want to be this and be that. And I want to do this and I want to do that. And it was all about doing, and about me. And I didn't see it that way, but that's when I, looking back in retrospect, so much of it was that. And everything that I tried to do failed every time. I tried to go to school even, and that failed. So my tendency to be busy, and I wanted to be busy and working and doing things and feeling like I was worth something, was all taken away from me. And every time, like, just everything just kept failing, and I kept trying and failing, and something that it was I was just broken, and the Lord. I asked a lot of questions. I asked a lot of questions. And one of them at the very beginning when I first came back was like, what if I never make any difference in anybody's life, if I never impact anybody, if I never influence anyone, is that enough? If all I do is just love you, God, is that enough? And he was like, yeah. He's like, that's the point. He said, for you to know me and to walk in your love, he said, they will honor me when you honor me in your heart first. So he kept guiding me, even though I kept failing to enter into his rest daily and kept failing. And something that I did was something that Jesus talks about in John chapter 5, where he says, you search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are which testify of me. But you are not willing to come to me that you may have life. So I did that. I searched the scriptures, and I thought, and I was like, what do I need to do? And I ended up being very, very broken and frustrated and just like, what is this? And then I ended up getting around, everybody I was around did not know God. And so my success definition of I have to be doing what they think or what other people around me think is right was kind of broken, because they did not think the same thing as other people I've been around. I was like, what's going on? And so a lot of truth questions and a lot of doubts. And I was asking, I was broken to the point where I had to admit to God that I did not know him. I didn't know him deeply and personally. And that was a really hard thing to admit. But after that, it was so sweet, because every time I came to scripture, my first question was like, God, who are you? Like, who are you? I don't know. Show me. And he walked me through the Gospels, and I got to see Jesus' heart in all of these things. And there's so much that I would love to share that there's not enough time, but it was so sweet, because Jesus has been faithfully showing himself to me over and over. And one of the biggest things that he has seen is that when you seek him with your whole heart, you will find him. And he said that to me so many times, because as much as I was working and trying to do things that had to do with God, I could not say that I was seeking God with my whole heart. I was seeking what I could do, I was seeking my agenda, but I wasn't seeking him. And seeking him with my whole heart and learning to, by his grace, seek him every day has been the most fantastic adventure of my life so far, and I look forward to the rest of life, because that's what I get to do. I get to seek him daily, and I get to be overwhelmed by his love and peace and joy, and I'm so excited about it, because it is sweet. I'm not afraid of life anymore, that I have to keep up any kind of performance, because that is not anything at all. I get to walk in the Spirit with Christ, and so fellowship with him is sweet, and when you seek him with your whole heart, you will find him, because he is good and he wants you to know him. And so that's what God has done in my life for this past year. And after coming back from Real Life, I'm actually going to be leaving in about a week and a half to be working down with Real Life Florida. I'll be a unit leader for the summer camp, so it just means I get to do fun stuff. And then during the school year, I'll be working as a front desk receptionist for Lord willing the next 2 years. So I'll be down there, and I'll be in proximity to Daniel. And so that'll be a lot of fun. I love you guys so, so much that it hurts. And I just want to say thank you so much for all you have done to push me towards Christ this year. And I am so encouraged by this church. You are my family, and I love you, and I will miss you. So thank you.